A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Talk.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. His praise endures forever. Extol him. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ.
His name is called Mighty God.
We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace to you and your house, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God, making mention of you in our prayers, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you, in Christ Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God, give ear to the words of our mouth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
holy and true.
In Christ we pray that you and all of your family will capture all of your thoughts and all of your words and put them under the obedience of Jesus Christ, who became for you and your people wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Let the Lord set a guard over your mouths, keep watch over the doors of your lips, and the Lord grant your tongues to be of choice silver. Let the God of your salvation help you guard your mouth and tongue and keep your souls from trouble. In Christ we pray, no corrupt communication will proceed out of your mouth that will defile your heart, but what is good for necessary edification. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom new creation avails, out of the abundance of your hearts, let your mouth speak blessing and life, speaking with tongues of men and of angels in love. May you and your house not be undone because you are people of unclean lips. Let the seraphim of God touch your lips with live coal from the altar of God, that your iniquity be taken away and your sin purged. In the name of Jesus Christ, as the truth is in him, in Christ we ask the God of truth to teach you and your family to guard your mouth and preserve your life, lest you sin with your tongues. Let all evil speaking be put away from you and your people with flattering lips, great swelling words, and the tongue that speaks proud things. In Christ we pray that you and your family will walk uprightly, work righteousness, speak truth in your hearts, stir up love and good works, exhorting one another, not backbiting with your tongue, nor doing evil to your neighbors, nor taking up a reproach against your friends. Instead, you will be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved you and given himself for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. God, the Holy One, his glory covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's holy servant, in Christ we ask the God of all flesh to help you and your family keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Let you and your family speak with truthful lips and a gentle, wholesome tongue, your words being gracious. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. In the name of Jesus Christ, the bread of life, in Christ we ask the Father that your heart will teach your mouth and add learning to your lips. Let you and your people guard the doors of your mouth and not be hasty in your words, never speaking idle words, always being wise in who you trust or put your confidence in. Being people of few words, giving thought to all of your answers, never murmuring, complaining, disputing, grumbling, or fault-finding. For God, who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in your heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, according to the riches of his grace, in Christ we ask the Father to let your words be of wisdom and justice, with stored up wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The Lord grant you and your people to have a learned, well-trained, disciplined tongue from the counsel of God, the meditation of your heart bringing understanding, and a mouth of wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. In the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, in Christ we ask the Father of lights to open to you in your house a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. May the Lord put his words in your mouth and cover you and your house with the shadow of his hand. In Christ we pray the Lord will be with your mouth and teach you and your people what you shall say. In the name of Jesus Christ, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Abiding in Christ, we pray the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart will be acceptable in God's sight. By your words, you and yours will be justified. Let you and your people be satisfied from the fruit of your mouth, from the produce of your lips. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to his loving kindness, in Christ we ask the God of truth to give you and your people a mouth of wisdom and precious lips of knowledge. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the words from your mouth shall be deep waters, the wellspring of wisdom, a flowing brook. May your mouth be filled with laughter and joy, your tongue with singing, confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, giving glory to God the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? Praise the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone, the Lord grant that you and yours will see the glory of God, and with all boldness you and your family will speak his word. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that you and your family go from strength to strength, and walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, serving Christ in these things, and are acceptable to God and approved by men, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you and your people, and the great goodness towards your house, which he has bestowed on you according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. In Christ we pray that the God of truth meet you in your house and speak to you, that you and your family will hear what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace to you and your people. In Christ we pray that you and your family will obey his voice and do all that he speaks. Let you and your house speak his testimonies and not be ashamed. Let your lips speak right things and your tongue speak of his word, for all of his commandments are righteous. May you and your house praise his works to all generations and declare his mighty acts. Let you and your children speak of the might of his awesome acts and declare his greatness and utter the memory of his great goodness and sing of his righteousness, for his tender mercies are over all his works. May you and your house bless the Lord your God and speak of the glory of his kingdom and talk of his power, to make known to your children and your children's children his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures throughout all generations. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of your house. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In the Christ of God, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. The men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever.
In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.